Here's a news flash.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, look at you.
The whole world is watching for my next move.
Oh my God.
Times have changed. There are no rules.
You're gonna love it.
Hi, and welcome to a very special episode of Skip Intro. This week, Skip Intro's co-host and Binge's executive director, Ali Herbert-Burns, joined Nicholas Braun, who plays Cousin Greg in Succession, on stage for a special event in Sydney. We're thrilled to be able to share that chat with you now. And just before I throw to Ali and Nicholas, of course, a quick reminder that new episodes of Succession are released Mondays on Binge, with episodes rolling out weekly up until the finale on May 29th. We hope you enjoy this chat with Ali Herbert-Burns and Succession's Nicholas Braun.
Gregory Hirsch, executive assistant to Tom Wamsgans, correct?
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Greg the motherfucking egg.
A chimp could do it. A little chimpanzee.
It's like kind of against my principles.
Your principles? Greg, don't be an asshole. You don't have principles.
I need one meaningful skull to wave.
How about Tom with some fucking Greg sprinkles?
What? I mean,
who cares?
I'm more than a sprinkle.
Buckle up, fucklehead.
You're like the world's biggest fucking parasite.
I'm giving all my money to Greenpeace, Greg.
What? Even my part?
That was the first part.
Out fucking side! Now!
I can take a lot in terms of psychological pain, so...
No piece of shit.
I'm not!
You can't make a tomlet without breaking some Gregs.
Stop pelting me! Stop! Security!
Look at you, shaking like a fucking leaf.
Strong, wow. Nice and strong. Strong one. Strong for a man.
You little Machiavellian fuck.
I'm kind of busy, like I have stuff worked to do here, like I'm pretty important here.
Is Greg necessary?
Just keep your trap shut.
All right, thank you, sir. Minimizing the Greg window.
Well, let's maximize the Greg window. Welcome to the stage, Nicholas.
Thank you, guys. Wow. Cool.
Have a seat.
We should sit, yeah.
Yeah, first time in Sydney. Is that right? First time in Oz?
Yes, first time in Oz. We dropped the trailer, or?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We dropped the trailer.
So in Australia, we shorten
just
everything.
Oz? Okay.
Or we add like an O or a Y to the end of everything. So you could be Nico, Nick, Nikki.
Ne.
Yeah, Brawny.
Ne.
Brawny, maybe? Brawny?
Yeah, Brawny. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Cool. Hell yeah. All right. No, it's great. I'm so glad to be here. This is a cool city.
You survived the flight? You fit in the seat? You got long legs?
How did barely, that go? Yeah. Maybe a little awkward. Yeah, maybe like toes in weird places and leg cramps and stuff. But good. My jet lag's over, so I got my wits about me here.
Genius.
Well, are we going to do serious questions? What's the vibe?
A bit of fun.
We're doing like super actory questions. Like.
Well, the first thing I just want to say is thank you for playing such a great character in Greg, Cousin Greg. I don't think you're the most lovable character in Succession and one of the most popular characters on television generally and the internet. Thank you for all the funny memes. What is it like playing a bit of a pop culture, you know, moment in terms of playing a character that is so popular?
Yeah, that's been a pretty crazy part about playing the role is how the internet responds to it and what they sort of chop up and how they edit things and how I don't even know how you make a meme, like how you put words under
me neither.
It
yep.
Or make a GIF. I don't know how you learn to make a GIF. So there's lots of GIFs flying and... Yeah, it's weird. After the first season, you know, you don't even know if anybody's going to watch the show.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You make the pilot. You hope the pilot gets picked up to being a series. You make it. We didn't have people really watching the show the first year. So between the first and second season, somehow people got into it. then we're making the second season and like a few memes have come out. So then you're a little bit like, oh my God, so the internet, like people are paying attention to this now.
So that's when life first start changes. Like you'll be walking down the street and someone will say something funny or you'll...
Yeah, they're going, Greg the Egg. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so they heard that one line that they said one time. Like, God damn it, they really... Well, the egg thing really fucking stuck.
We actually ran billboards around the country with "You can't make a tomlet without scrambling some eggs."
Really?
So your face has been like three stories high with the egg quote. So.
Oh my gosh! As long as you didn't like make my face into an egg or
no, we'd never
anything
do that.
Like that. No, yeah, no, please no. Don't do that.
But I would like to ask you something about Tom, because you guys are a brilliant duo. Because mm-hmm. the Roy family, they have it all. But then at the same time, they kind of have nothing because they don't seem to be able to enjoy any of the all that they have. And for the kids and the relationship with Logan, it's so laced in family dynamic and, you know, trauma or whatever's going on between them all. But despite the way Tom insults you, I still feel like you two are the ones that are having fun actually spending time together.
They sometimes are, aren't they? Yeah. They're having a bit of fun.
Yeah, and you never insult Tom. I think you've said... fuck off to him once or shut up or something.
But yeah,
you never...
I think I said shut up
shut
once.
Shut up. Yeah, you wouldn't say fuck off.
And then I instantly said sorry.
So there's been some doozies. What is the most memorable insult you think that Tom's given Greg?
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. I can't remember too many of them. Like, they kind of fly right out of my... People, like, remember them more than I do. I just thought of when he beats me up in the snow. That was a fun one. Yeah. We really like go for it. I wanted him to really try and like really hit me and hurt me.
And acting stop at some point and it's just two friends having fun, or is it always that sense of you're scared of what he's going to do to you?
Me and Matthew get along so well I think because we get along so well, he can be even meaner and we can be even like, I don't know. I think it's improved by he and I being such good friends and me being like, well, I also just think he's such a good actor.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
So I just let him do his thing. He responds to me and we never rehearse stuff. So a lot of it is a surprise that happens in the take and then it goes where it goes. Uh-huh. Like, we didn't plan how to do that fight, you know. We don't plan a lot of stuff.
Even when you're throwing stuff at each other in the kitchen that day, no? That just kind of starts flying.
Yeah, no, I just let him throw the bottles. Throw as many as you want. And, make sure they hurt.
Amazing.
I want bruises the next day.
So one of my next questions is about the wealth that we see on the show, because the Roys aren't just rich. They're like uber, ultra properly rich, aren't they?
Yeah.
I heard executive producer Frank Rich describe Succession as a bit of a Kashmir prison, and Jesse Armstrong say that the creator and writer, that he's even brought in wealth consultants and things to work on the show to make it seem so
definitely
accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you learnt about rich people, really rich people, from being so up close with the make-believe?
Yeah, it's funny, the people that I've been around now that I've been on Succession, because those people love the show. You know, they love to watch themselves. Like,
yep.
And yeah.
So do you get and rich so people really giving you tips it up of what to do?
I mean, I don't know. I think they don't see how awful the Roys are. They're kind of like... It's kind of like they're in a fraternity or something. Mm-hmm. And it's a little like, I don't know, porny to them. Like,
chess but
porn? Yeah, it's like watching themselves have sex. and they like love it. I don't know. I think what the show gets right so well is that so much happens on a massive scale from just conversations, you know, just like a little conversation. And is it a bill? Is it two bill? And somehow like that conversation leads to, you know, all sorts of exchanges and this season, a lot of what happens at ATN feels extremely real. Mm-hmm. With the upcoming election, and you know, it could definitely be the these are the kind of conversations happening at Fox News. Like, they feel spot on.
Yeah.
Not even like exaggerated. So yeah, I think you'll see, you know, you'll see some scenes that feel like, oh, that's why that happens at Fox News. Mm-hmm. Or that's why that person, why that news person made that speech.
That's, and yeah.
I don't want to give too many spoilers, but there's some stuff that's like so good.
Okay,
this season.
Really
potent, really scary.
I'm a
stuff
lover of the credits. I don't hit skip intro, especially when the shows watch every week. I love how the opening sound and the music kind of gets you in the mood. And I actually noticed the credits this season have been updated, and a lot of the things that are in the credits, I was like, this feels like stuff that's happening right now, all the streaming stuff, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, so mm-hmm. maybe that's a bit of a sign of things to come.
Sounds like a good theory.
Now, we've got some Australian connections to Succession with the wonderful Sarah Snook.
Yes.
But I heard you give an interview the other day that said that might have been some other Australian terrier or dog connections to the show.
Yeah, different species of, yeah, not
of
a human.
Aussie.
Not a human, yeah. It's weird. It'll sound weird. I was taking care of an Australian shepherd for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this dog named Durango. And I'd just gotten the part, and I understood Greg, but I was around this dog all the time, and I loved him, but he was around me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would look at me and sort of come into every room and be like, and a lot of dogs do this, but I just was around this one. And he's just kind of like, I want to be next to you, is that okay? Like, he sensed that I was annoyed, like, dude, you got to go somewhere else. And I was like, there's something about that feels like Greg in a room.
Mm.
Trailing Logan, you know, trailing Tom, just getting his way into a room, but sort of by the door and being like, is it okay if I'm here? You can say no if you want me out. But
getting beaten, but getting in a bit of food at the same time.
Yeah. I was not beating that dog. to be clear, I
For
don't
the record,
beat dogs. maybe you need to figure some stuff out on your end with dogs. But yeah, sometimes in honestly throughout the series, if I just wanted to like find something a little different for a take, or I didn't know how to start a scene.
Yeah.
It really sounds corny, but I would think about Durango and be like, how would Durango like be right now? That was earlier on though,
yeah.
When Greg is like more of a puppy dog. Like he's just like floppy and my hair was long and my suits were shitty and you're just sort of like so yeah.
But that's a good segue, because it feels like Greg and your character you've grown the most throughout the four seasons. Like you kind of come in initially playing a bit goofy, but just you're like a sponge. I feel like you're the one sitting almost hidden in plain sight, because you're clocking what they're saying, you're kind of absorbing all the ways that they're either manipulating or being mean or their power moves. And I just keep wondering, when are we going to unleash this? Every season we've seen you mm-hmm. do more of it. There's a great, I think it's episode 2, where you have a very big moment with the news team, kind of boss
in
Greg, you might say.
This season, episode 2?
Yeah.
You're right.
See soon. And that was when
little changes, little more responsibility.
But they're growing all the time. But I still just feel like you've got all this secret knowledge that's about to unleash.
Yeah, I think it's what I love about playing him is, you know, I think in life we're like, man, I wish I could just say that thing. Like, I just wish I could be a little bit of a dick. Like, I wish, you know, I just want to like shit on that person a little bit, you know, but I can't, I shouldn't. And that's like kind of the joy of acting in general. But I think for me as Greg, I get to be a little bit more embarrassed or a little bit more ambitious or a little bit more awkward in this season, and kind of all the seasons I'm trying to like as well as Jesse. You know, Jesse Armstrong like leads with the writing, but it's like, how can we find another notch that's like exciting and sort of doing these things that we wish we could do in life, which is like be a have a little bit more edge, or you know, and in this world you get permission because everyone's an asshole. So Greg's slowly like coming up to their level, and that's been fun to sort of, you know, design or build like slowly. So there's good stuff in season four in that department.
So my last question, because I know everyone will want to get in there and see the episode in a minute, is we in the world found out that season four was going to be the final season when creator Jesse Armstrong did an interview and announced it, I think, with The New Yorker a few weeks ago. But how did you guys find out? Did they keep the scripts a secret? Was it one of those, like, you know, multiple endings shot? Or how did you all find out?
I don't know about that last part, but...
Nearly got him.
But, you know, we actually knew early on. Jesse told us before the season started. He had kind of like a team meeting. And he was like, I'm pretty sure this is the end. And he never kind of told us for sure until we saw the last script.
Okay.
It was pretty not cool of him. So we would, you know, kind of try to get a little hint every now and then. And he was good about, you know, not giving us the full answer. But it did feel like, you know, it probably is early on.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Well, the show is called Succession. So I'm hoping we get a final Succession moment and someone ultimately takes over from Logan Roy. I think we're hoping. So my money's on you and Tom, to be honest, because you guys seem to be the only ones that know anything about business other than Logan.
No clue. What? No reaction.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming to Australia.
Awesome.
And
yeah, thank
Sydney.
You guys. So great. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.